A delegation of Indigenous community and civil society leaders is touring Europe this week to highlight the impacts of palm oil supply chains. Palm oil is used in many food and non-food products, from ice cream to shampoo. And the growing global demand for palm oil has led to swathes of forests in Asia and Africa being cut down to make way for plantations. Ali Kaba is one of the six delegates touring Europe. He's a senior researcher at the Sustainable Development Institute, a Liberian civil society organisation. I caught up with Ali earlier on in the week to find out more about the campaign.
So we are from four countries in Peru, Colombia, Indonesia and Liberia. And we are here to present the impact of palm plantations productions in our individual countries. To present some of the challenges, including human rights abuses, environmental damages to decision and policymakers in Europe.
What are the impacts of palm oil supply chains on Liberian communities?
I think one biggest problem is it is creating problem in respect to land rights. So Liberia does not recognize customary land rights currently, and the government signed out a little over 10% of the land to palm plantations. So people have been displaced from the land. There are a lot of conflicts in these communities and leading to human rights abuses. And in some other areas, high forests have been cut down to plant palm plantation. So yeah, there's a lot of fragmentation, poverty, food insecurity and what have you from the palm plantation.
And specifically, what are the impacts on the environment?
So Liberia has 40% of the remaining rainforest in Africa. So when you imagine the biodiversity in the rainforest is is huge. And when palm plantation comes in, it wipe out indigenous species and plant hybrid palm products, which is dangerous for the environment, but also implanting their chemicals are also used in the process that lead to pollution of waterways and what have you.
And on what scale is this taking place in Liberia?
You know, this is both about logging and plantation. The plantation sector has just started, but the potential for the expansion is high. So the government has given over 600,000 hectares of land. That's almost 10% of the country land. So you can imagine if it gets to a full potential, what could happen? It's laden with conflicts and environmental damages and what have you. So we just don't want it to reach that level yet. We want the issue of human rights, customary land rights, to be respected and protected before we get into the decision of palm plantation.
And why specifically are you targeting Europe?
The finance for most of these projects are coming from Europe. And policy decisions in Europe are fueling how the companies act or react. So Europe decisions for renewable energy and biofuel, for example, is fueling the expansion of palm production. And Europe being at the forefront of human rights in the world, we thought that coming to policymakers here would help to stop the flow of finances, but also the decisions, the policy decisions are leading to expansion of palm plantations.
Now, what does this delegation hope to achieve?
We are hoping that by presenting our different cases to decision makers in Europe, and Europe being strong advocates for human rights and environmental rights, that decision makers here can redirect the decisions that will lead to sustainable palm production, that will lead to stronger human rights protections in the palm-producing countries. Yeah, so those are some of the things that we would like to see change from our visits.
And in your opinion, what should European countries do?
I think one good thing for Europe as a bloc to do is to regulate the flow of finances into some of these companies so they cannot lead to human rights abuses. I think that would be very helpful. But secondly, to make sure that some of the voluntary guidelines are domesticated and binding to the companies. So they have some very good voluntary guidelines, but they are voluntary. So companies exercise them according to their own interest. If they are regulated and binding within Europe, then it's easier to hold their actions accountable.
And can palm oil, in your opinion, be harvested in a way that's less harmful on communities and on the environment?
The possibility of palm being produced in Africa, for example, is there because palm is native to Africa and people have been producing palm for a very long time. So I believe that there are ways that this can be done, but it has to be through the consent, the informed consent of communities that will have to live with the plantations.